Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week in an election in Senegal that may be a hopeful sign of democracy at work, a 44-year-old former tax inspector, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, won an upset victory less than 2 weeks after he was released from prison for his opposition to the current president. He became president of Senegal himself. Reporter Jessica Donati is in Dakar covering this for the Associated Press. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And we know that Diomaye, as the people there call him, is a political novice. He represents the Patriots of Senegal, or the PASTEF party, stepped in to run because a leading opposition figure couldn't technically do that, and that leader had also been imprisoned. But we also know the sitting president, Macky Sall, had tried to postpone these elections, something a court blocked. So fill us in on the backstory here.
We've seen a real number of twists and turns in this election saga since last year. There've also been waves of protests at different intersections, which have helped shift things in one way or another. As you mentioned, Diomaye, along with Ousmane Sonko, who really is the most popular opposition member here, he's the most well-known one, they were both arrested last year and jailed. Sonko was barred from running because of his conviction, and so he named Diomaye in his place, which made him really catapult him to victory in the vote last Sunday, where few people knew him as anyone other than the face of Ousmane Sonko.
Yeah, well, and what do you think, I mean, in addition to being a proxy for the leading opposition leader, what was Diomaye's appeal?
He's a young man, relatively. He's 44 years old. Like Sonko, he was also a tax collector. So he has a reputation for honesty, and that's something that is of prime importance to Senegalese here who are struggling with the growing expense of daily life, with the scarcity of jobs, and yet they see politicians enriching themselves. And so he campaigned on a promise to better manage Senegal's natural resources, on a promise to create jobs, on a promise to clear up corruption. And perhaps because he really doesn't have a background in politics, people, especially young people, are more inclined to trust him.
Boy, when you say young people, I just have to point out again how many there are in Senegal. 60% of Senegal's population is under the age of 25. So he had a lot of youth appeal. And just, you know, the context of the region, Senegal on the edge of what's called the coup belt in West Africa, a lot of unrest around the country, but also a lot of unrest within Senegal leading up to this election, people not just arrested but killed during protests. Remind us of that.
The most recent violent protests that exploded last summer were partly related to Sonko and Diomaye's arrest, and also concerns that the sitting president would try to stay in power for an illegal third term. There were numerous people killed, hundreds swept up in arrest, and that was a very troubling sign for Senegal's democracy. Eventually, the president came out and said he wasn't going to run, but then he took everyone aback just in February, with weeks to go before the presidential election. He basically called it off until the end of the year, and that once again brought Senegalese out to the streets. A court eventually ruled it was illegal, and the election was quickly arranged to take place last Sunday. So I think widely it is seen as a great sign for Senegalese democracy. Senegalese people themselves are very proud at the way things have turned out, because there was a lot of speculation that the democracy here could go off the rails. People are glad that the election passed peacefully, that the opposition leader won cleanly, and he is expected to take over and move the country in a different direction.
Well, in fact, I think I read that the sitting president, Macky Sall, congratulated the winners.
That's right. Even before the preliminary official results were announced, we already knew that he won on Monday, because the government-backed candidate issued a statement saying he recognized Diomaye as the winner, and that followed with a statement by the president also congratulating him and saying it was a win for Senegalese democracy, even though some would say the president himself had been perhaps a chief obstacle to democracy up until that point.
And you say Diomaye will now take the country in a different direction, more transparency, maybe weeding out corruption. It's a former colony of France, maybe move the country away from some of what you and others have written as sort of relics of that colonial past.
Certainly in Senegal, as in many other neighbors along the Sahel belt, there's definitely a sentiment turning against France. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a shifting away from some of the regional organizations that have been promoted by the West, as we've seen other African countries here in the region do. He himself has mentioned that he will be looking at wider partnerships while reassuring allies that everyone is still going to be a friend of Senegal. He's promised to better manage Senegal's natural resources, renegotiate some of the oil and gas contracts, although that's by no means definite. But these are some of the concerns and thoughts that people have as they look at what the new government is going to be doing.
Yeah. Jessica Donati reporting for the AP and Dakar, Senegal. Jessica, thank you.
Thank you for having me.